Strange Adventure. It wasn't often that Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau had a desire to attend an opera, but tonight was a rare occasion. He loved the stirring songs and music of Carmen, so he happily accepted the invitation of Danny Carver, the drama critic of the Daily Star. Hardly had the cast taken its curtain calls and the applause died out when Danny rose and started toward the door that led backstage.
Yeah, I'm going backstage and see if I can get a couple of interviews. Care to come along and meet the stars, Inspector? This Margarita Valdez is quite a dish.
Carver and Inspector Hawk made their way through the crowd of actors, electricians, and stagehands until they reached the stairs that led down to the dressing rooms. They stopped before a door that bore a gold star with beneath it the name Miss Margarita Valder. The door was slightly ajar, but no sound came from within. Danny knocked, then called out, but there was no response. He dared to peek into the room. The sight that met his eyes caused him to grasp his companion by the sleeve.
Inspector, it's Miss Valder. She's been killed.
The men hurried into the room. Lying across a chaise lounge was the body of the beautiful young prima donna, dead from a bullet wound in the temple. Jonathan Hawk closed the door and summoned his friend.
Stand here by the door, Danny. Don't let anyone in.
Near the right hand of the singer, the police officer picked up an automatic and examined it carefully for fingerprints. There were none. As he placed the gun on the dressing table, his gaze fell upon a photograph of a handsome, dark-haired young man and signed, Love, Tony. In front of the photo was a short note. The inspector read it.
Darling Tony, please forgive me. I tried to raise the money. I sold my jewels, but it was not enough.
Inspector Hawk called Danny over and showed him the photo.
You know this man?
Oh, sure, Inspector. That's Antonio Pinterelli, the baritone. According to the gossip columns, he and Valder are secretly married. He's in the show, but you probably didn't recognize him because of his makeup.
Go to his dressing room and ask him to come here. But don't tell him why I want to see him. Then, if you please, telephone headquarters to send out Sergeant Cassidy.
When Danny was gone, Inspector Hawk made another check of the body and room for clues, then covered the body with a dressing gown he found on a chair. When Carver returned with Pinterelli, the singer rushed in and knelt beside the body.
She shot herself. My darling Margarita, why did you do it?
Jonathan Hawk helped the grief-stricken man to his feet.
You're a good singer and a fine actor, young man. But you've made a bad slip-up in this scene. I'm holding you on suspicion of the murder of Margarita Valder.
Jonathan Hawk faced the frightened young man.
Mr. Pinterelli, I examined the gun for fingerprints, and there were none. If Miss Valder had shot herself, there would have been. So I knew she was murdered. Then when you rushed into the room, your first words were, she shot herself. Since the body was covered, you could not have known the cause of her death.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to A Home by the Sea, our next tale of Strange Adventure.